I was watching a documentary about the TV show Star Trek The Next Generation and how it was developed, creation of the various characters. Of course, they were discussed. So I heard something interesting. Remember the character Q, the all-knowing, all-powerful being? In the film, writer after writer, show executive after show executive, they all said that Q was Gene Roddenberry's characterization of God, which is interesting in itself because Roddenberry was a devout atheist. But that made me think about how there's a running theme that both God's Word in the Bible and science fiction share. They both present stories of travelers and how they're received. Now, well, there are some examples of science fiction, like War of the Worlds, where the visitors are obviously a threat. Many other examples show how a misunderstanding can lead to a near or certain really bad outcome. Films like The Day the Earth Stood Still show how not fully understanding the intent of a traveler and place moving forward at risk. There was a TV movie called Without Warning, which simulated a TV breaking newscast about an alien contact looked at as an invasion, and how through our actions we basically declared war on travelers who were looking for peaceful coexistence. By the way, actor John Delancey, who played Q in The Next Generation, he actually appeared in that movie as well as a TV reporter. On the flip side, remember the Twilight Zone episode to Serve Man, which demonstrated, yeah, what happens when you fall prey to lies? Now, turning to the many stories of travelers in the Bible, we find times when among the travelers themselves there's confusion and patience, which that doesn't lead to anything good. When the people of Israel grew tired of waiting for Moses to come down from Mount Sinai, it was Aaron who in Exodus chapter 32, verses 2 through 4 said, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears, brought them to Aaron, and he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." Oh, by the way, what was Moses given by God to bring to them that they were impatient for? The Ten Commandments. No, God was not happy about this act by Aaron, but Moses pleaded with God, and the travels continued. The missionary journeys of Paul are told in the book of Acts, starting in Acts 13. While many wanted to hear more about what Paul was speaking about, keep in mind this was in the early days of the Christian church, there were others who wanted Paul to fall silent by any means necessary. We read in Acts chapter 17, verses 5 through 7, "But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason, sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them," meaning Paul and others, "they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, 'These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus.'" We also read in Acts 19 about how silversmiths and other craftsmen were worried that what Paul was teaching would hit them in their pocketbook, since they made their money-making images of a false god idol, Artemis. Then there are the two witnesses that we learn about in Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, with John being told, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Jesus goes on to say that the whole world will see the two witnesses being killed in the streets, yet they will rise back up after 3.5 days. Back in 95 AD, by the way, how could the world seeing all that be possible? At least known to be possible. However, today, mass media, literally a person with a phone could broadcast all of that to the world. Certainly through his travels as he walked the earth in the flesh, Jesus was both embraced and rejected. When Jesus reveals that he is the promised Savior, Luke chapter 4, verse 21, "And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.' This angered the people in the synagogue. They actually tried to throw Jesus off a cliff, but thankfully, Jesus was embraced far more in his travels, from the masses during his Sermon on the Mount to the woman in poverty who we learn about in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which make a penny. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, 'Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Those who fear the unknown have that fear only because of their inability or even refusal to see. All that does is make you pray for the false teachers that will easily, quickly surround you like sharks with their miracle spring water or claims about elections, which can only be fixed if you pray and send the money. Fear can only be resolved through knowledge of the truth. That truth is what comes from the Word of God and is available to all.